what's the most interesting outcome of the local elections? I think that people were really voting with their hearts a lot more than quite often happens. I think we're so used to first past the post, basically throwing our votes in the bin, that we do a lot of tactical voting, and this reached epidemic proportions in the 2017 election. And that was partly due to a very kind of conscious effort to, on the left, there was a Progressive Alliance program that when the Greens were standing aside, and the idea was to try and get more progressive candidates in by gaming the system, because the system is broken. And there was a kind of similar thing happening on the right, but with less kind of bottom-up consensual approach, more of a kind of top-down, or we'll stand down our candidates on the part of UKIP I'm talking about. So they were basically standing down candidates where there were very pro-Brexit, better placed candidates from other parties. So we're really used to this idea that you have to vote for the least worst to stop the worst getting in. And I think it's 20 to 30% of people voted tactically in that election. And what we saw in the recent local elections was people saying, well, that didn't work for us last time, and we're pretty fed up with the two big parties. So people are obviously annoyed with them on both sides of the spectrum. So either they're not getting Brexit done fast enough or well enough, or people don't want them doing Brexit. So but both kind of Remainers and Leavers are fed up with the two big parties. And so they're voting for other parties. And you saw loads of people voting for pro-Remain parties. And obviously the Brexit Party wasn't standing in that election, but the polling for the Brexit Party at the moment is quite spectacular. And I think this is a direct consequence of the two-party system being broken. And if under an election we're first past the post, you can end up, for example, with so many more Green councillors. Just imagine, like, if we had proportional representation, then people could be voting for what they wanted normally, and it would all actually reflect what the people want in Parliament. So I think it's a really clear indicator of how our whole political system is shifting, and people aren't happy with politics as usual.